Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. Each episode is packed with quick tips. They're super short, and at the end, we have some fun. Let's jump into it, and thanks for being here. We are back for Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. And today, I want to share with you why your company, doesn't matter if it's a consumer brand, a B2B brand, a nonprofit, why your business needs to be putting out content that makes you have to interact with important people. What does that even mean? So this podcast just passed 1 million downloads this week. We've only been making it for less than 2 years. And this is not a yay, Jay is great, pat me on the back. Who cares? Who cares if we passed $1 million? It's a big, big deal, but who actually cares? I never started this podcast to get a boatload of downloads or sponsors or any of that stuff. And this is not about your business just starting a podcast. It's not about your business just having a newsletter. It's about having something like that that forces you to meet critical people. What do I mean by that? So you're out there like, well, I have a direct-to-consumer brand and I'm just trying to reach a lot of people that want to buy makeup. Or I have a boring, you know, B2B brand and we're just trying to sell, you know, plumbing supplies to whoever. Or I'm a nonprofit. We're trying to get donations from whoever. I don't care about connecting with one person here or one person there. What I mean by connecting is having guests on a podcast, having people in your newsletter that you're interviewing, doing any kind of collaboration. That is why I started the podcast. I could care less. No offense. I want you to listen. Please listen. But I could care less how many downloads I actually get on this podcast. And you're like, what? Why? Isn't it all about downloads? No, it never was. The reason I started the podcast was that I view it, and it is, as the ultimate ABM play, the ultimate account-based marketing play, where it's very hard, for example, sometimes for me to get somebody to take a call with me. I want so-and-so to have a call with me so I can figure out how to work with them, right? And they would ghost me. They wouldn't get back to me. They went whatever. But when I started the podcast, and this is why I started the podcast, and I say, hey, do you want to come on my podcast? Instead of ghosting me, they'll be like, sure, because everybody has an ego. Everybody wants to be involved. Sure, I'll come on your podcast. And then the 10 minutes before and the 10 minutes after I do that guest episode with somebody, I befriend them. And then I try to do work with them. I'll give you a secret. Shh, don't tell anybody. But for example, Gary Vee is coming on the podcast in about a week or two, right? I want to do work with Gary Vee. And hitting Gary Vee up and saying, hey, let's do work together. That's crickets. Come on my podcast. Sure. Why not? Right? And that's exactly how it goes down. And that is how I'm intentional about using this platform to meet the people that I want to meet, right? Sophie Miller from Pretty Little Marketers. I'm a huge fan of Pretty Little Marketers. I want to do stuff with Pretty Little Marketers. By the way, follow them on LinkedIn if you're not already. And so she's coming on the podcast because really, yeah, I want to interview her. But what I really want to do is talk to her, befriend her, and get a collab going. Now, this is what big brands do. This is why Whole Foods has a podcast. This is why Trader Joe's has Inside Trader Joe's. This is why the Skinny Confidential has one. This is why the chief product officer of Skims, Kim Kardashian's brand, has a podcast. This is what you want to be doing with your newsletter. Forget about podcasts. When you have a newsletter, say, hey, I'm going to do a one-on-one Q&A with this big time person. You reach out to them, you do the Q&A in your newsletter, and then you befriend them. Stop thinking about the content you're putting out there as just entertaining, right? The audience that you are trying to communicate with. Stop putting out there so you could just become a thought leader, okay? For people to respect you or for your current clients to like, oh yeah, they know what's going on. No, flip the script and get extremely intentional about who you want to meet and then how that can change your business. Like, oh, if I can meet this one person and we could figure out a potential collab, that can change the trajectory of your business. You literally only need a handful of relationships like that for your business to go to a whole nother level. It doesn't matter if you're a consumer brand, a business brand, a nonprofit. You need to think about the content that you are putting out, that your company is putting out, not as a check the box, we got out our newsletter. okay, we started a podcast. Let's make sure we get it out every week. No, none of that. You need to say, okay, this is a vehicle for us to meet the exact right people and befriend them. And that is how we're going to win. So that's what I've done with this podcast. That's why we release a guest episode every single week, because I want to meet those people. Yeah, I try to make the episode not suck. I try to make it useful. I try to get pull stuff out of these people that everybody can benefit from. But shh, don't tell anybody. I'm really doing the guest episodes because I want to meet those people. And this is how you grow your network in an awesome way, right? This is how you do everything. So reimagine the content that your company's putting out, the why, and don't focus on downloads. Yeah, please keep listening. I hope we still get downloads. But to tell you the truth, it was never about that. It's not about that. And that's not what it should be about for you, for your newsletter, for any form of content that you're putting out. Same thing, by the way, for a webinar. Same idea. Anyway, all right, let's get into, before we get to the ridiculous portion of this podcast, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. Now, Marigold has a platform, an email sending platform that I use called Emma. Your platform stinks. It does. This platform is awesome. And just for listeners of this podcast, you could try Emma, this amazing email platform. It does loyalty marketing, does all sorts of stuff. You could try it 3 months. You get 50% off for 3 months. This is a ridiculous offer. You go to jschwedelson.com/Emma. That is jschwedelson.com/EMMA for 50% off for 3 months. Come on, that's awesome. All right, let's get into since you didn't ask. So I don't know about everybody else, but whenever there is a bug in my home, I lose my mind. So we had a fly that got into our house, and this fly was flying everywhere. I was chasing this fly. I think this was the fastest fly in the history of the universe. I couldn't do anything to catch this fly. I named the fly Frederick the fly, because I'm like, this is our new pet. Somebody get a collar. I'm going to go walk our fly. And we couldn't get the fly. Eventually my son got the fly after like literally 24 hours. I was losing my mind. But I don't know what it is, but when I see a bug of any kind, I can't handle it. Like my wife, she'll be like, oh, there's a bug. She kills it, throws it away, whatever. I see a bug, I'm like, oh my God, there's an infestation. Even when I see one bug, there is an infestation. We need full military support. We need to bring in every specialist on earth. And then I get really crazy. So let's tell you, we had this bug in my home. My daughter's like, I'm going to go kill it. I go, no, you have to capture it and put it in a Ziploc bag. This is what I say. She's like, what is wrong with you? And then I go, and then I have no life. I'm such a loser. So she put it in the Ziploc bag. I take a picture of the bug and I upload it to ChatGPT. And I go, what the hell is this? Do we have a major problem? And it gives me back, it's probably this kind of bug, right? And then I call up, we have a pest control company. And I say, listen, I captured the bug. I'm leaving it on the counter. So when you get here, okay, I want you to make sure that we have no other bugs like this. And I want you to find their family. I want you to destroy them. I want you to lock in. And they're like, dude, what is actually wrong with you? And so every time there's a bug in my house, my family is like, oh no, don't tell dad, because he will go nuclear on the bug situation. But you know what I say back to them? I say, listen, you can make fun of me all you want with my Ziploc bags and uploading ChatGPT, but we ain't walking around here with the ants marching around town, okay? So everyone could screw off. I am not gonna change my focus on no bugs. No bugs here, although flies are the worst. Once again, no idea what we're talking about. Welcome to this podcast. Oh my goodness. Listen, you should register for Guru Conference. We are now fully in Guru Conference mode. It is our free virtual email marketing event. We're going to have 25,000 people there. Nicole Kidman's going to be there. Lance Bass is going to be there. It's going to be wild. GuruConference.com. It is free. Go there, do that. And if you have a bug, call me. I will help you. All right, later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. and hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.